Good morning, Webster Grove Christian Church. As I stand before you today, I pray that all is well with each of you. And of course, let me take the time to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, grandmothers, aunties. We all play a part because it takes a village. But I also want to thank everyone who tried to make, especially today, special for me. The youth, I asked, hey, can you help me out? Sure. That means a lot because they want to do something. And it, not all the time do the kids want to stand up and step up. And Dev, thank you, Carol Beth. That's what's up. Appreciate that. So I also ask for prayers for me as I try to make it through this sermon. Because I've mentioned to some of you, I've had the privilege of attending two graduations within 5 days and seeing three family members get their degrees, one of them being my partner. And I tried to scream my head off with excitement. I really tried. But it was on Friday, about 15 minutes into the ceremony. I tried to scream and my throat started to hurt. And the Holy Spirit quickly reminded me, hey, you got to preach on Sunday. So I quickly shut my mouth and I sat down. So please pray that my voice holds up because my throat hurts. Amen. So please go with me as I jump straight to today's text. It was a pretty long text, but right now I'm going to focus basically on verses 9 through 12. So today's passage is from the Gospel of John. And here it's a prayer. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples on the last evening before his death. The last evening. We don't hear much about this, but he actually prayed for them. You see, it's a prayer for those who had become his followers, the followers of his ministry. Do you all understand that this prayer that Jesus gave also included us? Not the ones that were just present there, but the ones of us to come in the future. You see, we are those who God the Father had given to Jesus. Again, it's a long text. You got to go back and look at it. Those who belong to God and to Jesus, those who Jesus asks the Father to sanctify and to protect, that's us, along with those disciples. These prayers of Jesus are for us, and what's more, we can depend on it that Jesus never stopped praying these prayers for us. Even when Jesus left the cross, Jesus continued to pray for us. The phrase, the world, must have meant a great deal to God. This phrase appears 12 times in just those 14 verses. I tried to count, so I might have missed one or two. Even at 8 o'clock this morning, I'm still going back, and I'm like, oh, man, there's another one. 12 times, Hotso read that scripture and mentioned the phrase the world 12 times. It must have meant something of importance. If we go all the way back to the beginning of John, in the third chapter, it states, God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. So Jesus had to love us just as much as God loved the world. Think about it. But also check this out. He said, I am asking on their behalf. Who's asking? Jesus is. And who is he talking to? He's talking to God. Jesus is asking on the behalf of not just the disciples, but also on our behalf. He said, I am not asking on the behalf of the world. Christ is talking to God about you. He is not talking to God about the world. He is talking to God about your salvation and about what we must have and about what we must do to gain this. You read it. You heard it. Christ is talking to the Father about you. He is telling him, I'm not talking to you about the world because I know about those other people in the world that don't believe, because I know you got something else in store for them. He's saying, I'm not talking to those who don't believe. I'm talking to you about those right now who do believe. Right now, I'm coming to you to talk to you because they have the faith and they have that trust in you. I'm talking about the believers. I'm talking to you about them. How cool is it to have God talking to God about you? Think about it. God is talking to God about you. How good is it to have your name mentioned at that seat that God is sitting on? God is still talking to God about you. But also, how cool is it to have someone pleading on your behalf? He's going there, he's pleading on your behalf to the one that created all things. Because God cares so much about your life. God cares where you end up. God cares how you went to sleep last night. God cares about how you woke up this morning. But God also cares about how you live. God cares about what you're going through. And some people may wonder why I'm so happy. It's because I know I have at least one person praying for me. I got at least one, and I'm a witness to that. But on behalf of those whom you gave to me, because they are yours, he is saying, Father, I'm talking to you about those who you gave me, because they are yours. They aren't just my people, but they're your people too. I'm talking to you about our people, those who believe in the word that you gave. God is in conversation about me. Woo! That's some good stuff right there. Woo! Verse 10 says, all mine are yours, and all yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. My acceptance in of Jesus has brought him glory. But it also has brought the Father glory. God is pleased when we accept him. That's what that means. We accept God for who God is. Some of you may be, what does that mean? God does not have to force us to do anything. You know, it brings God glory when we do things just because he asked us to. We tithe, we come to church, we pray for others. He didn't have to bribe us. He didn't have to convince us. He didn't have to threaten us. You know, all he had to do was ask. So let me ask you this. How cool would it be when you ask your kids and your grandkids, nieces or nephews or whatever, to do what you asked them to do without all that whining and complaining? How cool would that be? I asked the kids, hey, it's your turn to wash dishes. Ah, I washed them yesterday. It's not my turn. But how much joy would it bring, honestly, if you walk into that kitchen and all those dishes are done? How much joy would it bring if you walked into the house, the pillows are straightened on the couch, you don't have to argue with anybody? I can only imagine how pleased God must be when that spirit steps in this, you hear me call it, this house, this building, and see us praising and worshiping together, different ethnic groups, different classes, but we're doing it in the name of God. How cool is that? God must feel really glad to see us even praying for somebody. We do the community prayers. God is excited He's happy about it. But verse 11, Jesus is still talking. And he's saying, I am no longer in this world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me so that they may be one as we are one. Woo! You see, Jesus here is saying, my work is done. I'm out. It's the night, the evening before he was to be crucified. He knew that the work that he had done on earth was coming to an end. See, he knew that he had to pray for those disciples and those who had become his followers because they were in the world. And they would have a lot to deal with, just as he did. They would have the law. They would have the enemies that would want them out of the way. They still would have to deal with those unbelievers. All of those things that he had to deal with, they would still have to deal with without Jesus being around. Says, Father, I'm coming back to you where I come from, but those belong to me will still be here. Jesus is praying and Jesus is saying, I don't want to leave them here without everything they need to deal with everything that is coming their way. I don't want to leave them here without the coverage and the protection. I don't want them to think that I just got up and left them hanging high and dry. This is what the word says today. But it also goes on, verse 11, to say, Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me so that they may be one as we are one. Did anyone catch that? I'll repeat it one more time. Protect them in your name that you have given me. What name do we call when we need something? What name do we call on when we have issues? What name do we call on when we need something from God? What name do we call? We call on the name of Jesus. That's the name that we call. He said, give them what you gave me. He said, I want them to have just as much power as I did when I was here. He was asking for God to give us the same authority that he had. I said before, I don't call myself a Christian. I'm a disciple of Christ because I know and I believe I have that same authority. I can heal the sick. I believe it. Jesus is asking for all of us to be equipped for the task ahead. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God gave me the same thing. Aren't you glad that the Spirit, the same Father that Jesus was praying to, is also your Father? Woo! The same God. It's the same God that raised Jesus from the dead. We just celebrated Easter a few weeks ago, right? The same God that put that sun that's outside on the day shift. The same God that put the stars on night shift. But that same God that was in Jesus is now in you. Verse 12, he says, while I was with them, I protected and I kept them safe by the name that you gave me. And we know that name is Jesus. He said, I protected them by the name you gave to me. So he is letting you know that his name will protect you. It will keep you safe. That name will save you. It's power in that name. Power in the name of Jesus. Why don't we use that name? Again, there's power in that name. There's strength in that name. There's joy in that name. But most of all, there's peace in that name. The same joy that Christ had is the same joy that each of you now have or should have. The same joy that kept Christ going is the same joy that should keep you going, because we are of Christ. I think I am. You see, the world that the text is describing is that path that Jesus laid out before his death. We are his disciples. God has made everything available to you. That's if you want it. It's your choice. God asks a lot from us. But that's exactly why he prayed for us. Amen.